Yeah. Well, this now is built in what they'd call a guest closet here. But we're our own guests, mostly.
Not mostly.
remember Fibber McGee on radio?
Yes.
Things used to fall out of his, what was the name of that closet, remember?
Yeah,
don't open the door of a certain kind of closet.
I don't know what it was, but every time they did, a bunch of stuff fell out. He had it filed in there. Of course,
it was right near the door. They come in, some houses have a little...
Well, that's what we call a guest closet, right near the door. A lot of people would have it right in that corner of the room there, maybe. And
but
this one was handier to put it over here because he had that space there.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of a hall.
The fact of the matter was, I put this room on here myself. That this was a wall right straight through here. That door stood right in here, just mm-hmm. same like it is. That door nice opened out onto the porch. This was a porch, 10 by 12.
Mm-hmm.
It was under the roof of the house. And was sealed up there with just wood ceiling. So we decided we needed more room inside and didn't have any use for that on the porch. So I just put it into the room.
Some people have a hall there and they have a closet and they call it the, I think that's what Fibber McGee called his, the hall.
Well, I don't remember too much about that. I've seen old, heard old Fibber McGee so many times, but.
Now, if you had one of these that was it wasn't built in. In other words, you can move it like a piece of furniture from one room to the other.
Well,
where you'd hang.
Boardroom. We used to have them, too.
You wouldn't call that a clothes press, probably. Huh?
No.
Or the built-in one, clothes press.
Oh.
Either one.
No, I never recall that in my lifetime, I don't think.
You ever call the attic anything different a long time ago?
Well,
Garret.
Garret, yes, that's one of the words.
You never called it the sky piler.
No.
Sky parlor. Now, how about another old word for kitchen? You said you have a kitchen now. This is obviously a kitchen. remember what they used to call it? They used to have a built out separate.
Well, a summer kitchen. That's what they called those outside.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't use it much in the wintertime.
That was separate from the house. A different
yes.
building.
Huh?
You never called it the kitchen, the porch, or the cookhouse, or... When you were
no, I don't. Not in my lifetime. There might have been a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think in this section of the country that I ever heard that expression used at all.
A place where they might keep supplies in the old places. Probably don't have one. I don't know. Maybe you do have one.
Yes, we do. Pantry.
Pantry was a small room usually, right, joining or off of the kitchen.
Or buttery. My folks used to call it the buttery.
Mm-hmm. And they were from around here, too?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But you never called it that. Just remember your parents.
No, we never did.
Well,
not
kid,
my family.
Did.
Well, maybe hers did. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A place you keep your socks and shirts, maybe, in place with drawers in it.
Dressers? Dresser drawers?
Did you have any different names for these, or the different pieces of furniture? Older terms for a dresser or anything like that? You know? Seems to me we have a dresser and we have some other kinds of furniture which are like a dresser, but...
Let's see,
in the spare room, what's that? I can't think of it myself.
They're called the bureau?
Chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers?
Yes, chest of drawers, that's right. That was used for one of those. Then they have one they call a high boy. That's the same thing, only it's a little higher. It'll be all way up to your chin or more,
mm-hmm.
full of drawers, you know.
Did you ever have a bureau?
Yes, bureau. We used to have those too. Don't hear of them anymore.
That's an older term then, I suppose, huh? Or an older piece of furniture or something. Right, the housewife goes in the room. She doesn't clean the house every day, but she picks up papers and straightens and things around. You might say she's going to go in the room and...
Well, dust up a little, something like that.